Happy Friday, KMA Land. It's me, Sandy, back again with the dose of the double X factor. An information-packed 3 minutes on personal growth, inner work, and inspiration on your journey to your best self. This week, Spencer and I are chatting about self-awareness and how when you team it up with self-acceptance, it leads to the acceptance of others. Today, I'd like to offer up some thoughts on the person it's easiest to deceive about who we are, ourselves. We can very easily be pretty unconscious to our own self-sabotage, people-pleasing, and destructive habits of thought, and more. Now, check out our social media feeds today for a great graphic. I recently heard in a Brené Brown podcast the word denial, and next to each letter are the words that create an acronym from that word. It's don't even know I am lying. That's denial in a nutshell. The more emotionally healthy we become with self-awareness plus self-acceptance, the more committed we are to healing rather than to our own hypocrisies. When we aren't very self-aware, we can pretty easily run a game on ourselves to justify unhealthy thoughts and behaviors. And I get it, the work it takes to dig down deep below our layers and layers of armor and protection that we build up, well, that is hard. You know, I used to think, well, I have this training and this knowledge around being self-aware, so that means I should do it perfectly all the time. I should never feel hurt or fear about what others do that impacts me. But that is far from reality. In fact, that's a harsh way to deal with yourself. Being emotionally healthy doesn't mean you do it perfectly all the time. You can still feel threatened by what others do or say or don't do or don't say. But consciousness means you use the opportunity to look within, to learn about yourself and reach a higher level on the scale of consciousness and being awake in your life. Now, when we get willing to look beyond our own storyline and observe ourselves without judgment, there's a really great chance we can then do that for others as well. Relationships and interactions are a mirror, and what I can't or won't see in myself, well, I'm pretty likely to project that right back onto you. This is a victim mindset in action for sure. Every victim needs a villain. And if we can't look within, we're bound to look outside ourselves for the source of our pain and suffering. As Carl Jung said, everything that irritates us about others can lead us to an understanding of ourselves. End quote. That understanding of ourselves requires willingness to step out of denial, get real with ourselves and about ourselves. And if you want to find the path to self-love, well, it requires self-awareness. Now, this is it for this week's topic. So what will we talk about next week? Well, you know, I'm sure something will come up that will cause us to come up with the subject matter. Now, you'll find out on Monday if you're listening on the airwaves. And if you follow our social feeds, you'll have the scoop on Sunday because we always post what the next topic is on Sundays on our socials. So we'll see you back here again next week. Till then, later.